Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each week, we remind you that when it comes to government, your input makes a difference. Today, it's important to make your voice heard, so grab a pencil and let's get started. One of the stated goals of the Biden administration from day one was to change the federal definition of the word sex to allow biological males to enter girls' showers, locker rooms, dorm rooms, restrooms, and any other facility where girls would normally expect privacy. They're doing this by replacing the word sex with the word gender. As we've said before, sex and gender are not interchangeable. Sex is a biological reality with only two choices, male or female. It's hardwired in our DNA, and no amount of hormone therapy or surgery can change that. Gender, on the other hand, is a social construct dreamt up by those who inhabit the ivory towers of liberal universities. It's a sliding scale, a spectrum, if you will, from male to female that allows for an infinite number of genders along the way. The left uses sex and gender interchangeably to confuse the issue in their attempt to dismantle God's design for human sexuality. The latest salvo was fired in July when the United States Department of Education proposed major changes to Title IX. If you recall, Title IX was put in place 50 years ago to level the playing field and allow girls to have equal opportunities in the areas of education and sports. Now, Democrats want to erase women and girls altogether by allowing any man who calls himself a woman to have full access to private women-only facilities. At the same time, they're threatening to withhold federal funding from any school that does not comply. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is also being weaponized by threatening to withhold funding for school lunch programs. It's a sad day in America. Unfortunately, it's our current reality. On July 27th, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte joined 14 other Republican governors in a joint letter asking President Biden to rescind the proposals and stop threatening schools. Rather than strengthening opportunities and protections for women and girls, the proposal actually guts Title IX and puts women at risk. Unfortunately, rather than backing down, the administration is now doubling down and proceeding with the proposed rule and policy changes. Here's where you come in. We're currently in the middle of a public comment period. It's our chance to make our voices heard, guide the rulemaking process, and hopefully change the outcome. The process is easy. Simply go to regulations.gov. That's the word regulations, followed by .gov. Then click on non-discrimination based on sex under the label What's Trending. Please leave comments that are constructive, informative, science-based, logical, and respectful. Please do not leave comments that are disrespectful or threatening. It only hurts our cause. Personal stories and real-life examples are powerful if you have them. Remember, this is about protecting women and girls and providing them with equal opportunities to succeed. The comment period closes September 12th, so please go to regulations.gov and leave your comments today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.